The Mishnah taught that there's a dispute between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. We're talking about the topic called pigel. Pigel means that if one of the major services of the blood, the slaughtering, the catching of the blood, the walking of the blood, or the throwing of the blood, were performed with the correct person who's able to do it, when he was doing it, he had a declared intent that he's planning to consume one form of consumption, or different forms of consumption. It could be that he's planning to throw the blood. It could be that he's planning to put the pieces in the fire of the mizbeach. It could be that he's planning to eat the meat. But if he's planning to consume out of time, that contaminates the korban. The korban becomes pigel. Anyone who eats from it deserves karet. So the Mishnah says that's only true if the only problem here was this thought. Everything else was done right. It was slaughtered right. The blood was caught right. The blood was walked over right. The blood was thrown on the altar right. But the one thing that was done wrong was that during one of the services there was a thought, a plan, a declaration that there was going to be a consumption out of time. But if there are other problems with this korban, let's say it was a chatat, and besides the plan to eat it in the wrong time, there was also at one point saying, I'm doing this as an olah, shalol l'shma, the wrong consecration. So then already it's got other problems. It's not just pigul, and it doesn't become pigul. Pigul has to be that karev hamatir kemitzvato, that which permits the meat of a korban, the blood, was all brought close as its commandment. Everything else was done right. It was just this one problem. That was the view of the Chachamim. So the Chachamim say, if let's say it was slaughtered with the intent of eating it at the wrong time, and then at the time of walking the blood, he had a thought of shalol l'shma in a chatas or in a pesach, now it can't be pigel anymore. However, Rabbi Yehuda disagreed. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends what was the first thought. If the first thought was a thought of out of time, then it becomes pigel. The fact that later there was another problematic thought, the thought of out of place or thought of shalol l'shma, can't unravel the status of pigel that had already been brought down. That's what we saw in the Mishnah. So now we have the Gemara. Amar Ilfa. Ilfa said, Machlokas, the argument between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. That the Chachamim say any time there's a thought other than chutz lizmano, it's already no longer pigel. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if the chutz lizmano thought is first, it becomes pigel, and the later thought does not remove the pigel status. That's b'shtei avodos. If the two thoughts were in two different acts of service, let's say during the slaughtering there was a thought of chutz lizmano, and during the catching of the blood there was a thought of chutz limkomo. So then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it became pigel, because the first service was all a pigel thought. And that's it, it's stuck as pigel. Avol b'avoda achas, but if in the same act of service, there was both thoughts. Let's say while he's slaughtering, the beginning of the slaughtering, he's saying, I'm going to eat out of time. By the end of the slaughtering, he's saying, I'm going to eat out of place. And even Rabbi Yehuda agrees. Divrei akol iruv machshavot avi. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees it's not pigel. Because now it's one act of service. In this act of service, there's both the out of time plus the out of place. So you can't say it's just out of time. You couldn't create an out of time status that now you can't take away. It has other issues. It's got a bunch of issues wrong. So it's not going to be pigel. That's the view of Ilfa. However, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Af Bavoda Achas Machlokas. The same way there's an argument about two different acts of service, there's an argument in the same act of service. And in the same act of service, there would be both a thought of the wrong time as well as a thought of the wrong place. Since the thought of the wrong time was first, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it became pigel, and the thought of the wrong place does not unravel the pigel status. So we have an argument here. Does Rabbi Yehuda say his law only in two different acts of service, or does he say his law even in the same act of service? So the Gemara now says, Bishlamala Ilfa, according to Ilfa, that Rabbi Yehuda is only talking about two different acts of service. Mishnah works well. Midereisha b'shtei avodos. The beginning of the Mishnah was talking about different acts of service. It said, if he slaughtered with the thought of out of time, and then he caught with the thought of out of place. So therefore, Seifa Nami, when Rabbi Yehuda is speaking, it's also b'shtei avodos. It's about two different acts of service. When the Mishnah says he's going to eat one kezias tomorrow, out of time, another kezias out of place, it's two different acts of service. El Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, reisha b'shtei avodos. The beginning of the Mishnah says explicitly it's in two different acts of service. Seifa b'avodos achas. So then suddenly at the end of the Mishnah, it's going to be talking about a single act of service. Yeah, in, yes. Reisha b'shtei avodos. The beginning is talking about two services. Seifa, in the end, when you have Rabbi Yehuda who says that he thinks that if the out-of-time thought was first, it becomes pigle, and the pigle is not unraveled by a later thought, it's bein b'avoda achas, bein b'shtei avodos. That's both in two acts of service, and even in one act of service, even if in the same act of service he already messed it up, since he had the first thought of out-of-time, it gets the status of pigle, and it is stuck as pigle.
So it doesn't matter, one act of service or two acts of service?
Right, according to the view of Rabbi Yochanan.
Which one is halacha there, Rabbi?
What is the halacha? Well, I don't think we paskin like him at all. I don't think we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin that any time there is a wrong thought, it's no longer pigle. I don't think we rule like him at all.
No longer?
Anytime it's not going to be pigle. If there are two problems, it's not going to be pigle.
Right. But it's going to be pasul, right?
It's pasul, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Rabbi, just to clarify, the shechita can be done by the person bringing the korban.
That's right. So and he can make pigle. That's right.
And then the Kohen does the other ones.
That's right. That's right.
Uh-huh. But and if the Kohen has wrong thoughts, he owns, he owes, damages back to the person bringing the korban?
No.
Does he owe damages? I don't know. No. That's another question. Maybe he messed it up. He messed it up. But it's...
Where's Roger for that?
He did mess it up.
The Russian favorite.
I think it's called Hezek Sheino Nikar. It's not... It's damage, but it's not visible damage. So that's, I think, an argument in Gittin, whether you pay for damage that's not visible damage. All right, we are on Lamed Amud Aleph. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Zaklal, this is the rule. Im machsheves hazman kadmul machsheves hamakom. If first there was a thought of out of time, and then there was a thought of out of place, pigul. Now, since the first thought was out of time, it became contaminated. It's pigul. Chayav and olav kares, and anyone who eats from it would have to get kares. Now, Bishmol Rabbi Yochanan, I can understand according to Rabbi Yochanan, Hainu Diktani Zaklal. That's what the Mishnah says. This is the general rule. It's adding, it's saying, even though Rabbi Yehuda said explicitly this idea, but by saying this is the rule, it's saying even in a single act of service. El Ilfa, but according to Ilfa, that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue about a single act of service. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that in a single act of service, a second thought will mess it up and it won't be pigle anymore. So my Zaklal, so why does he have to repeat this and say this is the rule? Kasha, it is a question. So we said that according to Rav Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if there's first the thought of out of place, first the thought of out of place and then a thought of out of time, then it's only pasul. But if it's first the thought of out of time, it becomes pigle. And even if within that same service that he made it pigle, he starts thinking also out of place, it was already pigle. Once it was pigle, it stuck as pigle. It's not awesome. We have a Mishnah in Mesechet Tzmura. Now the law of Tzmura is that if you have a karban, whatever that karban is, let's say it's a karban shlamim, a karban chatas, a karban asham, and you bring another animal, and you say, you know what, I want this other animal to replace my animal that I've consecrated. Or I want it to be the Tzmura, the exchange. I want it to be the chalipin, the exchange, the flip for it. And since the Torah doesn't want that to happen, not only did it not work, did the animal that I'm trying to remove the sanctity from does not lose its sanctity, but that other animal becomes sacred with the sacredness of this animal. So now I have two animals with this sacredness. And it's a prohibition. I'm not allowed to do it. That's called tzmura. So now what happens if I have my karban? I have two karbanos. I have an ola and I have a shlamin. And I bring a third animal, that's chulin, and I say, harezu, behold, this animal of chulin is tmuras ola, is the exchange of the ola, tmuras shlamim, it's the exchange of the shlamim too. I said, this is the exchange of the ola, and this is the exchange of the shlamim. So now what happens? Do we say that, oh, I really meant to say it's the exchange of the ola? So once I meant to say it's the exchange of the ola, it became ola. That's it. An ola can't now also be shlamim, so that's it, it's ola. Or do we say, I really wanted to say it's both? I wanted to say it was both. So if I'm trying to say that it was both, just can't get all the words out of my mouth at one instant. We don't have the abilities to say two things at once. So therefore, this animal becomes both an ola and shlamim. So then what it means, both an ola and shlamim, either you burn all the pieces or you don't burn all the pieces. The answer is you let the animal go out to pasture. Eventually it'll get a blemish. Once it gets a blemish, you can sell it. And with the money, you'll split the monies. Half the money will buy an ola and half the money will buy a shlamim. Because it has both sanctities. So how do we evaluate this terminology? So that's what the Mishnah is talking about. It's not us, we're doing the Mishnah. A man who has two karbanos, an ola and a shlamim, and he brings a third animal, a chulin animal, and he says, "Harezu tmuras ola." This animal is the exchange of the ola, and tmuras shlamim. It's the exchange of the shlamim. He said, "It's the exchange of ola. It's the exchange of shlamim." That was his language. So, "Harezu tmuras ola." We only pay attention to the first thing he said. That's what created the sanctity, and now you can't have a second sanctity on top of that. If you're Rabbi Meir, that's if you're Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi says, "Im lechach niskavin tchila." Maybe he was really trying to say that this animal should be both the ola and shlamim. If he was trying to say that, since he can't say those both words at once, so then actually it becomes both. It becomes both. How does it become both? As Rashi says, it'll pasture until it gets a blemish. Once it gets a blemish, it'll be sold. That money that you get for it, half of it used to buy an ola, half of it used to buy a shlamim. However, the im yishamar, and if he said, harezu tzmuras ola, if what he was trying to say, this is an ola, and then nimlach, then he's changing his mind for amar, and he's saying, no, harezu tzmuras shlamim, then I agree, harezu ola, it was too late, it stuck as an ola, and it cannot be reversed. So, according to Rabbi Meir, it becomes just an ola. According to Rabbi Yossi, we'll have to do an analysis. What was he trying to say? Maybe it's just an ola, or maybe it's both an ola and a shlamim.
Now, what happens if he brings an animal and then the animal is blemish?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he brings a second animal to replace the first animal because it's blemish, right? What happens to the first animal then? Do you have to sell it, or what do I have to do? Or it loses its sanctity?
They sell it.
So always it stays sanctity then?
Yeah, but once it's sold, it lost the sanctity. The act of selling takes the sanctity off.
But the money comes back to...
Money is holy.
To Beit HaMikdash or to the original owner?
Yeah, to the Beit HaMikdash.
Beit HaMikdash, okay.
Well, I mean, to the owner to use for a carbon. So now, Rabbi Meir is very similar to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah says that if first the person made it pigul, then the later thoughts don't matter. And Rabbi Meir also is saying that if first a person makes it an ola, it's stuck as an ola, and it doesn't change. Ibailu had a question. Harezu tzmuras ola ushlamim. Let's say his language is a little bit different. Instead of saying harezu tzmuras ola, tzmuras shlamim, he said, "Areiz a tzmuras ola vishlamim." It's a tzmur of an ola and a shlamim. He used the word "and." He used the conjunctive. He used the vav. So maybe here, Rabbi Meir would agree to Rabbi Yossi that he's trying to create the two sanctities. Or maybe even here, we say, "No, it's just an ola." He's trying to change it, but that doesn't work. So mahu? What's the halacha then? What's that? And kachim kalim. True, but maybe he's trying to put both into the same animal.
And there's no such thing as the Kohen saying back, you know, that's not possible, which one do you want to do?
I don't know, maybe he did it. Another question. If you're going to say that once he says, Tmuras Ola, the Ola goes in, and then the Ola sanctity spreads throughout the animal. What happens if he said explicitly that it's only halves? Lachzot Mahu. He said, this animal, half of it is Ola, and the other half is Shlamin. So now what are we going to say? Maybe he's depending the two things on each other. Maybe we say, once he said half is Ola, that half, the Ola goes in, and the Ola spreads, and it can't be Shlamin anymore. Amar Abaye. Abaye said, that second question, when he says explicitly, half is an Ola and half is a Shlamin, Baha Vadai Modi Rabbi Meir. Here even Rabbi Meir would agree to Rabbi Yossi, and certainly it is half Ola, half Shlamin. It has two sanctities. Rav Amar, Rabbi said, no, even in this case, even in this case, there would be the argument. And even in this case, Rabbi Meir would say, since he said half should be an Ola, the other half should be a Shlamim, since he said Ola first, the Ola took effect. Once it's in half, it spreads throughout the whole thing. And it's only Ola and it's not Shlamim. We only follow the first thing he said. Amar Rava. So Rava challenged Abaya. Amar Rava la Abaya. Rava said to Abaya, Lididach, according to you, Damarta that you said, Bahavadai Modi Rabbi Meir, that in this case of where he said half is an Ola, the other half is a Shlam. Then Rabbi Meir agrees that it's half and half. Hare Shechita, we learn in our Mishnah that if he slaughters the Karban, and he says, I'm planning to eat one Kezias tomorrow. And then he says, and I'm planning to eat another Kezias out of place. So then we learn that, so our Mishnah says, it's no longer pigle. D'lachi lachzos dami. And according to Yehuda, it is pigle. And that's like saying half and half, because in Shechita, right, you're saying one kezias is going to be one way, the other kezias another way, that's like half and half. It's like making half of the karban an ola and half of it a shlamin. And nevertheless, upligi, right, according to Yehuda, it is pigle, because the first thought takes effect. And according to the Chachamim, it doesn't. It's not pigle. So Rabbi Huda's like Rabbi Meir, that you follow the first thought. So you see, you follow the first thought, even in half and half. So Rama Rava L'Rabbi, again, Rava says to Abai, you say that when it's half and half, a language of half and half, then Rabbi Meir agrees that you have both sanctities, and we don't say we just grab the first thing he said, but look at our Mishnah. Hare Shechita, in our Mishnah, when there is a thought about one kezias, and then a thought about another kezias during the slaughtering, that's the l'chi l'achzos tami, that's like half and half. Upligi, and here we have an argument. We have the Chachamim saying that the thoughts mess each other up, it's not pigle, it's just pasul. And Rabbi Yehuda says we'd follow the first thought. So you see that even in half and half, we'll follow the first thought. Rabbi Yehuda says it's pigle. Amar Lei, so he said to him, Mi savrit ena l'shechita el vasof, do you think that in slaughtering, we only call it an act of slaughter at the very end of the act of slaughter, so that in one instant, two things are going to be taking effect. No, yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'adsof. Slaughtering is slaughtering from the beginning till the end. The moment he starts sliding the knife, it's slaughtering. And it continues, right? There's slaughtering of one pipe and the slaughtering of the other pipe. It's all one act of shchita. So since it's all one act of shchita, and at one part of it he's thinking, I'm going to eat a kezias out of time. The other part, he's thinking, I'm going to eat a kezias out of place. That's not like half and half. These are two different things. It's not trying to create, you know, something at one instant. But when he says, half of it is an ola and half of it is a shlamim, he's trying to say, in one instant, it's going to be both an ola and a shlamim. So then, of course, it becomes both ola and shlamim. But when he says, during the slaughtering, the beginning of the slaughtering, I'm going to eat out of time. That's already one thing. That's the kezias of out of time. Then he says, I'm going to eat out of place. Okay, he already said out of time. That's not half and half. It's happening instantaneously. There's time differences. There's a lag here. So therefore, that's where Rabbi Yehuda says, here, the pigle took effect and the pigle doesn't get reversed. So Mishnah saying this, what's going on in our Mishnah? The Amar Simon Rishon, during the act of slaughtering the first pipe, he says, Chutz l'zmano, I'm going to eat a kezias out of time. And Simon Sheni, then when he gets to the second pipe, He says, Chutzlim Komo, I'm going to eat out of place. So therefore, it's two different acts. And since it's two different acts, that's why Rabbi Yehuda said you take the first thing. But when you're trying to create two things to happen at once, then maybe Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda agree that the two things do happen at once. We don't say that the first thing took effect and the second thing can't step in.
The bottom line is, watch your mouth, what comes out of your mouth.
That's for sure.
That's what he's teaching us,
that's
right?
Get those sure. words out while he's speaking. That's supposed to be one foul swoop.
That's true. Yeah, I guess he speaks quickly.
I mean, it's really two different acts in our Mishnah. How did the Rabbanan argue with Rabbi Yehuda? Because then people really happens. If it's really two different acts.
No, but they don't care. They can say it's even totally different acts. You could, it messes up the piggle. They said if the shechita was for out of time, and during the zrika was for out of place, it's not piggle anymore. They say at any point when you have another psul, you lose the piggle. It's Rabbi Yehuda who says that once you have piggle, you don't lose the piggle.
So Rabban's understanding is piggle only gets established at the end of the whole thing.
Like yeah, everything else had to have been done right, except for the piggle thought somewhere in the process. Now we have a similar mishnah to our mishnah. In Meseches Menachos, where instead of talking about blood, it's talking about the acts of service of the mincha, the taking of the fistful, the putting the fistful into a holy vessel, walking the vessel over to the altar, throwing the flour from the vessel into the fire. And there too, we have the same argument that Rabbi Yehuda says if the first thought was out of time, it became piggle, even if later there was a thought of out of place. And according to the Chachamim, if at any point there's a thought of out of place, plus the thought, in addition to what had been a thought of out of time, it's no longer piggle. So the Gemara says, well, Harei Kmitza, let's say you have, in that Mishnah, when a guy, the Kohen, takes the fistful of flour, and the Mishnah there says, he said initially when he's taking the fistful, I'm going to eat a kezias out of time. Then he says, I'm going to eat another kezias out of place. That he's stuck with it being piggle, according to Yehuda. The lachilachzo stami, that's the same thing as trying to make it have two sanctities, upligi, and yet there too there's the argument. Rabbi Yehuda says that you follow the first term, so therefore even when you're trying to do two things at once, you should follow the first term, according to Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, no, Abai answered, hasam nami, I'll give you the same answer. There, in regards to the mincha, where it says he had one thought of out of time and then a thought of out of place, when he takes the fistful of flour, he's saying, I'm going to eat some of this flour out of time. And that becomes piggle. And then, when it's komets levona, when he takes some of the spices that are supposed to also be thrown into the fire, he said, in the spices, chutzlim komo, I'm going to eat it out of place. And that's where Rabbi Yehuda says, that tfos lashon rishon, you follow the first term. But when you're literally trying to do two things at once, maybe then Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir agree that you don't say Tfos Lashon Rishon. The two things go in together, and if they go in together, in regards to Tmuro, it have two sanctities. And in regards to the disqualification of Piggle, you don't have the disqualification of Piggle, because simultaneously, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, because even that together with the thought of out of time, there was another problematic thought, so it doesn't become Piggle.
So Rabbi, thoughts and words coming out, an act. They, three of them, they do damages. Am I right?
Sure.
Which one is piggle? All of them could become piggle.
Piggle is a thought that was expressed
right.
to do a consumption out of time. And that we're saying is only if that was the only problem.
And words?
He said the words, yeah. You have to say the words.
But words takes time to say it.
Okay.
Okay, but thoughts is like boom, boom, you know, right?
It's thoughts that were so strong that they were even expressed. Now the Mishnah Menachos talks about a person who's thinking negative thoughts, Cohen's thinking negative thoughts, in the mincha that's part of the carbon oloviore, the sliding scale carbon. Arekomets mincha, so let's say it's in that fistful of the mincha. The mincha schote. The lekalavona bade, there are no spices brought with it. And also their pligi, even their Yehuda says that if he had a thought during the komets mincha for out of time, and then a thought of out of place, it's already out of time, it's piggle. Why don't we say that since it's one act of service, two things happening at once, and since two things are happening at once, it's not piggle? So Abaye says, Rabbi Yehuda would agree there. Lo pligi, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue. Rabbi Yehuda only says you take the first thought, the piggle thought, in other karbanos, not in a minchas chotzei. Rav Ashi said, "Imtin talomer pligi." If you want to say that Rabbi Yehuda argues even in minchas chotzei, pligi b'psios, you would have to say it's like this: that Rabbi Yehuda says you take the thought of pigul. If in the fistful it was just the thought of pigul, and when he's walking the mincha over to the mizbeach, then he had a thought of chutz limkomo, of out of place. But if within the thought, if within the fistful he's thinking both one kezias of out of time and then the next kezias of out of place, maybe that combines together to ruin it, and it's not pigul anymore. Rav Simon bar Ashi masni keda Abaye. Rav Simon bar Ashi reads like Abaye that Rabbi Meir's idea that you take the first thought in regards to Tmura, that's only where he said Tmura Sol and then Tmura Shlamin, but if he said explicitly, I'm trying to make both and half of each, then both take effect. And Ravuna bar Nasan agrees with Rava, even when he said half of it is Ola and the other half will be the Shlamim, we take his first thought, and even in the same act, we would take the first thought, according to Rabbi Yehuda. If in the same act he says a kezias of out of time, it becomes pigul, even if within that act he also says another kezias is out of place. Okay, Kiyasa Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came from Israel, Amar, he said like this, Rabbi Meir, who says in regards to Tmura, that someone who says, this animal is Tmuras Ola, Tmuras Shlavin, it's Tmuras Ola, the Shitas Rabbi Yehuda Amram, he's like the view of Rabbi Yehuda, in regards to Pigel, Amar, who says, Tfos Lashon Rishon, who says that in regards to wrong thoughts, we get stuck with the first thought. That's not as we learned in our Mishnah. Amar, Rabbi Yehuda says, Zeh klal is the rule. Im machsheves hazman kadmas machsheves hamakom. If the first thought was about out of time, and then there was a thought of out of place, Pigel, it becomes Pigel. V'chayav an olav kares. And if you eat from it, then you are... You deserve the terrible punishment of Kares. So Abaye said it's not necessarily the same. Amar le Abaye said to Rav Dimi, for Amar Rabba Bar Chanan Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabba Bar Chanan said name Rabbi Yochanan, ki magas lu Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yosi, v'hadi adadi lo pligi. If you really put the idea of Rabbi Meir about Tzmura, who says that it's just Ola, not Shlamim, and the view of Rabbi Yossi that sometimes it'll be an Ola and a Shlamim, they're not really arguing. V'lo pligi v'miflik pligi. What do you mean they're not arguing? They are arguing. Amrale, Abai explained like this. Pligi b'mayde pligi. V'lo pligi b'mayde lo pligi. They're not really arguing about the concept. They're not arguing about the concept. It's not that Rabbi Meir says... If a person says two things, we're stuck with the first, and that's it. We ignore what's coming later. That's the view of Rabbi Yehuda. That's not what Rabbi Meir is saying. And Rabbi Yossi is saying, well, no, let's examine. Did he mean to change his mind? Then he's stuck with the first. Maybe he meant to say both at once. Then he's not stuck with the first. That's not the argument. The argument is, what did he mean? They're arguing about what does a person mean when he says, Tmura Sola, Tmura Shlamin. But they're not arguing about the concept of taking the first phrase. I'm Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef says the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Hakol Modin, both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi agree. Hey Chadamar Tachul, the Achar Kach Tachul Zu. Let's say he said, let it be Tmuras Ola, and he waits. And afterwards he says, 10 minutes later, let it be Tmuras Shlamin. Divyakolo Chayla. No one's going to say that it's a Shlamin and an Ola. It's just an Ola. In addition, if he said lo tacholzo, it shouldn't be ola. Elim kein chalazo, unless it's also shlamin. Divya kol chayla, everybody agrees that it's both. Ki pligi, where is there an argument? Damar tzmuras ola. He says this is ola. And he says this is shlamin, tzmuras shlamin. Rabbi Meir Savar Meir says, midahavale lemeimar, since he could have said, Tmuras Ola Ushlamin. He should have said that. He should have said it's an Ola and a Shlamin. But he didn't say that. He said the whole phrase a second time. He said Tmuras Ola Tmuras Shlamin. Fa'amar, but instead of saying Tmuras Ola Ushlamin, he said Tmuras Ola Tmuras Shlamin. Shmamina, so that shows you, Mehadr Kadr Beis, trying to change his mind. That's too late. Once it's an Ola, that's it. However, Rabbi Yossi says, even when he says, Tmuras Ola, Tmuras Shlamim, it's not necessarily that he's trying to change his mind. It could be that he's actually trying to do both things at once. Why didn't he say Tmuras Ola Ushlamim if he's trying to do both things at once? Iyamar Tmuras Ola Ushlamim, if he would have said it's Tmuras Ola and Shlamim. Havamina, I would have thought what he meant to say. Palga Tmuras Ola. Upalga Tmuras Shlamim. Half of the animal will be an Ola, half of the animal will be a Shlamim. That's an impossibility. So Lachiyamar, that's what he says, Tmuras Ola, Tmuras Shlamim. That's what he says, it's the exchange of an Ola, it's the exchange of a Shlamim. L'meimer d'kula Ola v'kula Shlam havya. To say that it should, in its entirety, it should be an Ola, plus in its entirety, it should be a Shlamim. But he's trying to have it two things at once, not that it half and half. That's what he didn't say, Ola u'shlamim. So that, okay, so it'll be two things. Sell it, and with the sanctity, you'll bring two karbanos. So that's the argument. The argument is just, what does he mean? But the argument is not in general, when a person says a first thing, are we stuck with the first thing? Rabbi Yehuda says, when a person said, out of time, we're stuck with out of time. Rabbi Meir's not necessarily saying that. Rabbi Meir's not necessarily the same view as Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Dimi said back to Abaye, you're challenging me from Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. Who Amar Lo Pligi? Rabbi Bar Chana thinks that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi are not really arguing. They're just arguing in terms of analyzing a person's thoughts. When he says language like this, I disagree. I think they are arguing. I think that Rabbi Meir thinks we're stuck with the first thing that was said. And Rabbi Yossi doesn't think we're stuck with the first thing that was said. And if I'm thinking Rabbi Meir thinks we're stuck with the first thing that is said, so he's the same view as Rabbi Yehuda. If there's a thought of out of time, it's piggle regardless of what's going to come later, because we're stuck with the first thing that was said.
But what's clear in the beginning of this, Rabbi Meir is saying it's a lie. It's not going to be two things. How could be they agree? His statement was
they're maybe they're agreeing about the concept, but they're just arguing about what this person's trying to convey.
So the bottom line is they sell the animal, they split the money, Rabbi?
According to Rabbi Yossi, yeah. According to Rabbi Meir, it's an Ola now.
The
first thing that he said, mm-hmm. Right. So our Mishnah says that if he says, I'm going to eat an olive worth of meat tomorrow, and then he says, and another olive worth I'm going to eat out of place, Rabbi Yehuda said it became pigle already, because we follow the first thing he said. Amar Ula v'item Rav Oshia. Ula, some say it was Rav Oshia said. Efsher Yodin Chavrin Bavloi. Maybe our friends in Bavel know the right text for the Mishnah. Is it Kizayas Kizayas Tnan? Is it that he said an olive worth tomorrow, an olive worth outside? Or maybe it's Kizayas V'Kizayas Tnan. He said an olive worth tomorrow and an olive worth outside. Now he explains. Is it Kizayas, Kizayas Tnan, an olive worth tomorrow, an olive worth outside? Is that what we're saying here? That he's not using the Vav, he's just saying an olive worth and an olive worth. Aval Kizayas, V'Kizayas. But if he says an olive worth tomorrow and another olive worth outside, that's all one term. So if it's one term, one language, so then it messed it up. It's not pigle. Even Rabbi Yehuda will agree it's not pigle. It's a mixture of out of time plus out of place. It's not pigle. It's just puzzle. Odilmor, maybe the Mishnah is talking about kezayis v'kezayis time. Even when he said an olive worth out of time and another olive worth out of place, even then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we get stuck with it being pigle. Dil Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Pratihavi, these are two separate thoughts, and the first thought created a pigle status, now we're stuck with it. And Kolshkin, certainly if he said Kizayas, Kizayas, without the Vav, certainly that would be two separate thoughts, and it'd be stuck as pigle. So the Gemara says, Tashma, come into your proof. Debai mine, levi mi Rebbe. Rebbe had asked the question of Rebbe. Chishiv lechol Kizayas lemachar bachutz. Mahu. Levi had asked Rabbi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what about if he's thinking in the same kezayas? He says like this, I'm going to eat a kazayas tomorrow outside. Not two kazayasim, one kazayas tomorrow and another kazayas outside. He says, I'm going to eat a kazayas tomorrow outside. So now do we say, once he says a kazayas tomorrow, do we say it became piggle and it stuck as piggle? Or do we say, no, since he's saying, I'm going to eat this kazayas outside, so he's mixing the disqualification of out of place with the disqualification of out of time, and it's not piggle. That was Levi's question to Rebbe. Amar Lei, so Rebbe said to Rebbe, Zu Sheila. That's a good question. That's a good question. Irav Machshavos Havi. Here, even Rebbe Yehuda would agree it's not piggle. It's two problems. It's out of play, out of time, plus out of place. And it's not going to be piggle. Amar Lefanav, Rebbe Shimon Berebbe. So Rebbe Shimon, the son of Rebbe, said, why is this such a great question? Lo Mishnah Seinuhi? Isn't this the Mishnah itself? Because what did the Mishnah say? Lechol Kazayas Bachutz, Kazayas Lamachar. Declaring to eat a Kazayas out of place and another Kazayas tomorrow. Declaring to eat Kazayas Lamachar, Kazayas Bachutz, to eat a Kazayas out of time and another Kazayas out of place. Declaring to eat Kechati Zayas Bachutz, to eat half an olive out of place and Kechati Zayas Lamachar and half an olive tomorrow. Kechati zayis lamachar, half an olive tomorrow. Kechati zayis bachutz, half an olive outside. In all these cases, pasul vein bo kares. So it's not pigul, it's just disqualified. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says when you was first the thought of out of time, it becomes pigul. So, where is Rabbi Yehuda arguing? When it's two different kazesim. Ha'idach, but in some other scenario. Let's say it's all about one kazayas. I'm going to eat this kazayas tomorrow out of place. And Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue. Rabbi Yehuda agrees. Yiruv machshav osavi. So if so, it's the Mishnah already that told us this. The Mishnah told us this. So, because if the Mishnah is not telling us this, the Mishnah would have said that Rabbi Yehuda says even when it's on one kazayas, you just take the first thought. So it's clear that Rabbi Yehuda agrees that when it's on one kazayas, it's Iruv Machshavos, and it's not going to be Pigul. So then why is this such a great question? Amar Lei, so Rebbe said back to Rebbe Shimon, his son, Usha b'dvar chachma. He did ask me a very smart question. V'at amart, and you're telling me Mishnah Seinu, it's our Mishnah. V'didach das nisach tarte lo kashilach. According to you, that I taught you, that the argument between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham is talking about two cases. They're arguing both when the guy said a kazayas tomorrow, a kazayas outside, and when he said above, a kazayas tomorrow and a kazayas outside. And in both, Rabbi Yehuda holds, since he said a kazayas tomorrow first, it gets stuck as pigle. So, according to that, if it didn't say a case when it's all one kazayas, clearly in one kazayas there's no argument. But l'didei d'lo asnise. But to Levi, I didn't teach him the Mishnah that way. Elachada, I only taught him one case. A kazayas tomorrow, a kazayas outside. V'shaminu l'rabbanan, and then read. Levi heard from other rabbis, other students, the Kokarsi Tarti, that they have two cases of an argument, both Kazayas, Kazayas, and Kazayas, Ukazayas. The Savar, and he thought, he didn't know if this was the tradition, he thought, maybe the Didafka, the way Rebbe taught it to me, is right, that it's only Kazayas, Kazayas when there's an argument. Vididhu, and maybe really in their case of Kazayas, Ukazayas, Iruv Machshavos Havi, that's not Pigul anymore, because that's a mixture of two thoughts. And according to that, if Kazayas, Ukazayas is considered not Pigul, certainly on a single Kazayas, Lemachar Bachutz is not going to be Pigul, because that'll certainly be Iruv Machshavos. Odilma, he wasn't sure. Maybe did Hudafka, the way they said it is the right way. That there is an argument in Kazayas, Kazayas, and there's an argument when the thought is Kazayas, Ukazayas. If that's the case, Ula Didish Yurashirali, and what I had said, only one case, I had just left something out for him. Then he had a question. If I had left this out, maybe I'd left out something for them too. And maybe in the case of even on one kezias, there is an argument. And I just left it out to the students. So that's why Levi had a good question, and that's why I had to answer him. So the Gemara says now, V'hayisnaye, what was the case of the Mishnah that Rebbe had taught to Levi? Was it that the Kohen said, kezias, kezias, or kezias, ukezias? Ilema kezias, v'chezias, isnaye, halav shirahu. So then nothing was left out to Levi. So then Levi should know that if it would have been on a single kezias, even Rebbe Yehuda would agree, it's not pigul. Right? Ela kezias, kezias, isnaye. That was what he had taught him. He had taught him kezias, kezias. So the Gemara now asks, v'ti boile kezias, v'kezias. So Levi should have had the question not just about when there is a thought about a single kezias, both out of time and out of place. His question should have been, what is the case when the Kohen has a thought about one kezias? And then he says, and another kezias. So the Gemara answers, I would ask one question, and out of it I would derive two answers. If I would only ask, what's Rabbi Yehuda going to say in a case where he said kezias and kezias? That's fine. If he's going to say that that's considered one thought, and Rabbi Yehuda says that it's not pigul anymore, then I would say, kol shekein, certainly kezias lemachar bachutz is going to be considered one thought, and it's not going to be pigul. Eli amar li prati, but if he's going to say kezias u kezias, it's still considered separate thoughts, and therefore it's stuck as pigul. And akati kezias lemachar bachutz kami bali, I'm still going to have a question about a single kezias tomorrow outside. Gemara says, even so, hashtanam, even now, if he says a kezias outside tomorrow, a kezias tomorrow outside is considered pigul. So then, koshkin kezias v'kezias, certainly kezias and kezias will be pigul. Eli amar lei klali, but if he's going to say this is not pigul, akati kezias v'kezias, he's going to have a question with kezias, kezias. So the Gemara says, the truth is, okay, we'll continue Bezat Hashem at this point tomorrow. Okay. Rabbi Hananya ben Akashi, Omer, Ratzak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lezak HaSas Yisrael, Aficha Kibbalem Torah, Mitzvot Shenemar, Adonai HaFetz Lema Tziko, Yagdil, Terav Yadir.